For a drug to reach the market, it has to undergo rigorous testing and federal approval, but the hurdles for medical devices are generally lower, and their value may be debated even after they're in widespread use. Some experts are now questioning the usefulness of a device called a right heart catheter in monitoring critically ill patients. NPR's Joanne Silberner has a report.
To do a right heart catheterization, a doctor sits at a patient's bedside in an intensive care unit, makes a small opening in the neck or chest, and threads a catheter into a vein. The blood pushes the catheter right into the heart, where a tiny balloon attached to the end of it measures blood flow and pressure. It takes about 15 minutes, and it's done on close to 1 million patients a year. Alfred Connors of the University of Virginia has done lots of them.
The catheter gives you precise measurements of cardiac function and allows you to make a diagnosis as to what the cause of the heart problem is, and then you can choose treatments that are appropriate for that cause, and not just choose the treatments, but monitor over a period of time the effect of that treatment.
But Connors and his colleagues wondered whether that information was worth the effort. So they looked at the hospital records of several thousand critically ill patients and matched patients who had had right heart catheterizations with patients who hadn't. They published the results in the current issue of the Journal of the American Medical Association. The results surprised Connors.
What we found was that people who received the catheter, were managed with the catheter, appeared to be more likely to die than equivalent patients who were managed without the catheter.
How much more likely to die?
The risk of death was about 21 to 24% higher.
Connors can't explain the higher death rate, but he's got several hunches. Infections or clots resulting from the procedure. Or it could be that the knowledge of exactly how well someone's heart is pumping could lead to more intensive medical treatment, more drugs or surgery, which could paradoxically, and in as yet unknown ways, be harmful. Dr. James Dallin, a cardiologist and dean of the University of Arizona Medical School, says given the evidence of this study, it's time to examine the use of the catheter or pull it from the market, something he expects doctors would object to.
They're convinced because it seems so obvious. In other words, you have a critically ill patient, you put in the catheter, you're able to measure certain things, cardiac output and pressures, and that leads you to design therapy for that patient. It all seems very logical, and it is. But that's not enough. You then have to show that that therapy benefits patients. And that's what has not been done. There is no evidence that this benefits patients.
A moratorium on the test would save a lot of money. Each one costs $2,000 or so, and hundreds of thousands of critically ill patients get them each year. Dr. John Hoyt, head of the Society for Critical Care Medicine, has been doing right heart catheterizations for 25 years. He says the information they provide is as valuable to a doctor trying to figure out how to treat a patient as the instrumentation on a 747 is for a pilot flying to Europe.
I'm sure that that pilot, if he was given a hand compass, could eventually take off out of Kennedy Airport and find Glasgow. I mean, if Lindbergh did it, I'm sure that this pilot could do it. However, the instrumentation that is in a 747 allows that to go very smoothly without any guesswork about the altitude of the plane or the speed of the plane or the direction of the plane.
Hoyt says it's possible the patients in the study who got catheterized were more ill to begin with, explaining their higher death rate, or that physicians aren't using the information as well as they should. There's clear disagreement within the medical community about the value of right heart catheters. In some intensive care units, 5% of people get them, and in other units it's as high as 50%, according to Connors. All sides agree that what's really needed is a larger, sharply focused study of the procedure, where only half of a group of critically ill patients are catheterized. At the moment, there are no plans for such a study. A Canadian researcher tried several years ago and failed. He couldn't convince doctors not to catheterize half their patients. This is Joanne Silberner in Washington.